Right. I mean, we played well game one, kind of like you said, right? We just got guys in scoring position, you know, executed bunts, executed hit and runs, right? We didn't lay down, right? Because there were moments in that game where they started to crawl back a little bit, right? Things didn't go our way, but they had great resilience, right? They played their butt off. And yeah, game two, I mean, that's just what happens when we're not consistent, right? That's why I talked about them just right here a couple minutes ago is, you know, we need some consistency, right? Because come regions, come state, we're going to have to be able to put two or three games in a row together, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, just with working at it, starting to get better, I think, you know, if we can play like we did game one against anybody, we're a dangerous team.
No doubt about it. And you got a big-time effort from Lance Sifkin there. Four RBIs, including that huge double off the wall in the fifth inning. I mean, he came up with guys in scoring position, Risp, and he came through in a big way. I mean, what did you see from him and your guys in the batter's box with runners on base here today, not
for
trying
sure.
to do too much?
Exactly. You know, they just try not to do too much, but also have that confidence, right? Like Lance, he's a guy who really never strikes out, right? He's always going to put the ball in play, and that's great for your five batter, right? With, like you said, runners in scoring position, he's going to put the ball in play, right? And his swing, you know, he has that swing where if he catches it just right where he is, that ball's going to go places, right? So, yeah, he had a great effort. We had a lot of guys. Jackson Ladner, right? He's the guy.
Yep.
It was in the first inning. He got that bunt down third baseline. Perfect bunt.
I can't ask for a much better bunt.
It's textbook right there, and it all starts with little things like that. So, yeah, super proud of those guys. And, you know, Bennett Eisenbias, right, those guys coming out, Jared Klutwick on the mound, you know, Jackson Ladner. Again, guys who came up and delivered, right? So it was just, yeah, it was a great effort game one.
No doubt, and I want to get to Klutwick. He came on the mound, I believe. Bases loaded, and he came out there and pitched it, got a strikeout, and then was able to close the game out. It seemed like East was kept on coming back, and then he would shut the door. You always
yep.
talk about bullpen guys and how you want them to have a different mentality. What did he show you out there today? Because he came up big.
You can just tell when a guy's in the zone like that, right? Like, hey, he threw a strike, boom, he wants that ball. Give me that ball back. Hey, he throws another strike, boom. And, yeah, like it was – oh, I forget what inning it was, but he threw a curveball, and you could just see just boom. He was just locked into the game, right? So just a lot of body language, things like that. And yeah, he came in, delivered big time. I mean, came up, shut the door, and didn't let them come back in it. So very proud of him and what he did.
And this is a team you could possibly play later on down the line. You know, coming into the game, you guys were 13, they were 4. That's kind of how the cookie crumbles. We'll have to wait and see. So these games here in July, as you get ready for the regions, kind of see what you're up against, right? And
for sure.
Do you like with how you guys competed out there against the solid baseball team?
For sure, absolutely. You know, and again, we just get to see guys like that, teams like what they have for pitching, you know, what they do, you know, on the bases, right? They stole a lot today.
Yeah.
Right. So now we kind of know that, and it helps us just build our knowledge on that team so that we can play them better if we were to play them in regions. So again, yeah, I'm super proud of our guys, and we just got to be consistent when it comes down to those region games, right? Because record doesn't really matter. It's just about how far you go. So if we continue to play like we did in game one, I think we have a chance of going far.
And last one here for you, kind of confused about the schedule. It looks like a lot of different games coming up. You got a showcase or something coming up there? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
or?
So we have the Gopher Classic, and the schedule's now changed, I think, twice even today.
Okay.
So a team dropped out, the schedule changed, so now instead of playing 5 games, we play 4. I hope it doesn't change anymore, or else I'm going to have to really start to get my schedule going. But, yeah, we go to the Gopher Classic on Thursday, play some pretty competitive teams in Lakeville, Minneapolis, and yeah, you know, just going out there and seeing competitive teams, right? Because that's what it's all about, right? You see some good pitching, you see teams who can put the ball in play more, just kind of gets us ready for that regions, that state where we're going to see everybody's ace, right? We're going to see everybody's ace, we're going to see their best lineup, and just see what we can do competing with those good teams. So it'll be a lot of fun too. I think the Twins play the Pirates, you know.
Yes.
We'll see if we can catch Paul Skeens on the bump, but
yeah.
It just depends on the schedule. It just doesn't. I just hope it stays where it's at. If it stays where it's at, I think we're going to be okay, but. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath. But, yeah, it'll be fun. And then we go to Sturgis and Spearfish, I think, a couple days after the Gopher. And then it's regions. So it's kind of coming down to the wire a little bit for us. But, yeah, it'll be good. And, yeah, I'm just excited to see how the boys do.